not just to Pittsburgh, but he'll be right there at Carnegie Mellon, home of WRCT, on Tuesday. And I just got to say, I'm so excited that the tears are running down my legs. So we'll talk about that in the next hour. And, of course, we'll be playing your requests here on Radio 9. This is where the oldies come to play every Saturday afternoon. Shuffling with the Shufflers. Shuffling on to the 1 o'clock hour. Find me at jthurbershow.com or on social media, Jay Thurber Show on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Feature story news in Washington, I'm Jagruti Dave. Donald Trump has renewed his threats of increased tariffs targeting Canada just weeks after it appeared the U.S. was close to signing a trade deal with its northern neighbor. Mitch McCann reports.
Less than a month ago, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and President Donald Trump stood at the G7 summit in Canada and suggested that a newly inked trade agreement could be just weeks away. Now it seems any deal is slipping further away as Donald Trump threatened a new 35% tariff on Canadian goods beginning on the 1st of August. The president wrote online, instead of working with the United States, Canada retaliated with its own tariffs. Starting August 1, 2025, we will charge Canada a tariff of 35% on Canadian products sent into the United States. Canada's Prime Minister said his government would continue to protect his country's workers and businesses. The letter to Canada is one of many threats Mr. Trump has delivered to international partners this week as he dials up the pressure at the negotiating table.
Mr. Trump also says weapons shipments to Ukraine will resume after the Pentagon hit pause on the deliveries, reportedly without the president's knowledge. He made the announcement during an interview with NBC News. Tony Waterman has more.
President Trump says the new shipment of weapons will include Patriot air defense systems, which have the ability to detect and shoot down Russian missiles. But the weapons won't go directly to Ukraine. President Trump says they will instead be sold to NATO, which will then distribute them to Kiev. The resumption of weapon supplies comes as Trump grows increasingly frustrated with Russia, which is intensifying its attacks against Ukraine despite ongoing peace talks. Trump says he will make a major statement on Russia this coming Monday without providing details, but it could include biting new sanctions against the Kremlin.
The U.S. president plans to meet with families affected by the fatal floods in Texas that killed more than 120 people. The visit comes as state officials and the federal government face difficult questions about their ability to handle disasters of this kind. The U.S. president and first lady are visiting Kerr County, where 96 people, including at least 36 children, were killed in flash floods, the highest death toll across the state of Texas. Before departing, Mr. Trump spoke about the damage caused.
It's a horrible thing. A horrible thing. Nobody can even believe it, such a thing. That much water that fast.
The president has signed a major disaster declaration for the county, which has reportedly struggled to secure state and federal funding for a flood warning system for its residents. The president had also previously threatened to abolish the Federal Emergency Management Agency. But in light of the situation in Texas, such a move is now, according to the Washington Post, not on the cards. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Nine.
band getting us started in the 1 o'clock hour, 108, much more music time, 85 degrees. Outside our weather window, we'll check your forecast in less than 20 minutes.
I was walking down the street, and it was getting mighty late. Well, the truth of the matter is, this poor girl had been abandoned by her date. When from out of nowhere came this music loud and clear.
We're also on Facebook, Blue Sky, and Mastodon, taking your requests from now until 3 o'clock. From 1965, these are the Kinks.
an exquisitely constructed machine that also farts and eats crisps.
Supremes on Radio 9, this just in. That's a Muppet news flash for you. Senator Dave McCormick will convene the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit, or PENIS for short. That is, no, that's not what it says here. That's on Monday and Tuesday next week at the Carnegie Mellon campus, home of our radio station, WRCT. So some of the regular shows that you hear on 88.3, I don't know if they will be. We've already been told that we're not allowed in the building. Let's put it that way. So I don't know where, but your favorite president, Donald J. Slick Trump, will be there on Tuesday, I believe, is the prediction. Summer classes will take place as scheduled on Tuesday, but the university is encouraging employees to work remotely on Tuesday. One or more building campuses will be closed and inaccessible even to employees and ID card holders. Pre-college programs may be canceled. The Welcome Center will be closed. The event is not open to the public. And what else is going on? The roads will be closed. So if you have business in the Oakland area on Tuesday, you're going to want to avoid the Carnegie Mellon campus as the PENIS, the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit, it comes to the Carnegie Mellon campus featuring our favorite president. Now, what we don't know is, because, again, the WRCT volunteers are not going to be allowed into the building, we want to see if we can get him on, get the president to come down and make an address. It would be the first. Now, we had years ago, French President Francois Mitterrand spoke on WRCT, but I don't think we've ever had an American president speak. So we're going to see. Our top people are working on it right now to see if we can get, maybe he can come down and sign the wall or something. Or
hey, Action Radio. exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and kids of all ages, this is Melvin Kovsnowski, program director of WRCT. Here at the Radio 9 program with Jay Thurber, we can't stress enough the importance of the correct time. The correct time needed by everyone to get to work, not to miss the flying fraction streetcar, being there before that important test starts. The correct time, one of the most vital pieces of information necessary to our daily lives. So as a special public service, the Radio 9 program with Jay Thurber on WRCT has made arrangements to bring you the correct time, exact to the millisecond. So get ready to Simonize your watches, everyone. When you hear the automatic electronically generated time tone, it will be exactly the correct time. It's now the correct time.
Quincy Jones and his orchestra with the syncopated clock on Radio 9. At 1:24, chime time, new music from Axe and the Hatchet Men here coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Yeah, so Monday and Tuesday, big days for Carnegie Mellon University. Of course, Carnegie and Mellon both... Both were champions of the underdog. Both of them, just being absolutely common folk. The Mellon family always has been, and Andrew Carnegie, obviously, being a great friend of ordinary people. So very excited, very appropriate to welcome the president next week. The students, from the coverage that I've seen in the media, positively delighted. Just absolutely 100% across the board, especially, Carnegie Mellon has like 2,000 students from other countries, all of whom are worried that their visas may be revoked. Absolutely 100% in favor of it. Very excited to see the president next week. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit the website at spackbrothers.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. There is hot, and then there is hot. Extreme heat is a period of high heat and humidity. I know we keep telling you about this, but did you know that hot weather causes more injuries and deaths in America than any other type of extreme weather, including hurricanes and tornadoes? Extreme heat is a period of high heat and humidity with temperatures above 90 degrees for at least 2 or 3 days. Now, in extreme heat, our bodies work extra hard to maintain their normal body temperature, and that leads to stress on your heart, all of your organs, and can lead to death. Extreme heat is responsible for the highest number of deaths every year among all weather-related hazards. Older adults, children, people with certain illnesses and chronic conditions are at greater risk from extreme heat. And when it's humid, yeah, that just makes you feel even hotter. So learn to recognize the signs of heat illness. Do not rely on fans as your only cooling devices. Fans can create a false sense of comfort, but they don't actually reduce your body temperature. If you can, close your drapes and shades and cover your windows. Identify places in your community where you can go to get cool, such as libraries, shopping malls, or other cooling centers. Add insulation to keep the heat out. Install window air conditioners if you can afford them, and insulate around them. For more information, go to ready.gov and click on the extreme heat link. That's ready.gov, and click on the link that says Extreme Heat. That's a message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
It's going to be hot enough to boil a monkey's bum next week. Sunny and hot this afternoon with a high of 93. Showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 88. Sunday, thunderstorms, maybe fog in the morning. Otherwise, sunny and hot with a high of 88 Monday. More fog in the morning and then thunderstorms at a high of 87. Hot on Tuesday, high 90, 92 for your high on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 89. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 86 in Washington County, 90 in Beaver County, it's 89 in Butler, 87 now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 87 at WRCT. New music from Axe and the Hatchet Men to take us to the bottom of the hour.
North side, decor so nice, tie-dye t-shirt, matches hair ties, so tie me up in your sweater,
a little help from Albert Hammond Jr. on Radio 9. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McEastport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. It's 132, 87 degrees with the sound of Donovan on Radio 9.
Sunshine came softly through my
Superman movie just came out yesterday. We have a report on that coming up later on in this hour, so you're going to want to stay tuned. This is Petula Clark, 412-385-7450. Also on social media, taking requests.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store, put the lock on the door. Just get away with
imagine you listen to WRCT.
I'm falling, falling in love with you. Baby, come closer, closer to me. And listen, listen carefully.
Yardbirds on Radio 9. And I mentioned that coming up in just a minute or two, we have a preview of the new Superman movie that came out yesterday. Next week, on Tuesday, the President of the United States, the only President of the United States that you have, is going to be at Carnegie Mellon, home of our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT. And I mentioned that we were hoping that maybe we can get him come down to the station. I mean, it's a long shot, but I guess he was asked about this this morning at a press conference.
Jay Thurber is sad. He's got a very sad no talent show, very low ratings. I don't know why they have it on there, but we're looking into it. So that's where it is. Very sad situation, terrible show. If you heard it, you'll be sick, very bad. Sick man, this Jay Thurber, sick, low rated, no talent. We're looking into getting him out of there.
I didn't hear a no, though. I didn't hear him say no.
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on in your mind?
The other day I saw you.
Superman movie coming up right after this.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Visit ReadyPA.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Big new movie out this weekend, on track to make over $100 million this weekend. It's the new Superman film that has just come out. 82% of the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes are positive. Here's just a little sample of the new Superman movie.
We're very fortunate today. We're going to talk to one of the world's favorite heroes. We're going to talk to the Man of Steel, Superman. Of course, as you all know, the Man of Steel is in reality Clark Kent. Do you mind if I call you Clark?
Not at all. I'm mild-mannered.
When did you first find out that you were a Superman?
When I was just a little boy. I used to get ready for bed at night. I'd take off all my clothes and fly away. I'd fly down to Cincinnati, St. Louis. One time I flew down to Dayton. Folks had to come down and get me. It took them 2 days by bus.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about one of your experiences in saving someone?
Well, yes. One time I was up in a building and I saw a woman down on the sidewalk. She was just about ready to get hit on the head with a big safe. Yeah. So I jumped out of the 12-story window.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I broke both my arms and my leg. And I hurt my hip real bad. And then there was this other time I saw a guy out in the Hudson River drowning.
Yeah.
So I jumped off the old bridge, jumped in and got him. And just at that time, a steamboat was coming towards me.
Yeah.
I put up my hands, stopped that boat.
Gee, what happened?
I broke my other leg and re-hurt my hip and bruised my nose a lot.
Perhaps you could give us some sample of your remarkable strength. You still have to retain that remarkable strength today.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I'll tell you what, I could lift you up with one hand.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Here, let me just try and lift you.
Go right ahead.
Now, let me just...
No, wait a minute. Would it help if I took off my shoes?
No, that's all right. Just leave me. I can get it. Don't worry. Don't push me. Could you take the change out of your pocket?
Well,
I could have had it, you know.
Yeah, I know, but just all right. I was wondering, too, if you could still fly.
Well, yeah, but just on weekends around the living room.
Okay.
Take a little dip around the couch.
Tell me, how is Lois Lane?
She broke up.
Oh, you don't see her anymore?
No, she broke up.
Oh, I don't understand.
Well, we used to have this little act. We'd work out at fairs in the summertime, get a little extra money.
Had
a 200-foot tower, and she'd jump off it, and I'd catch her, and... This one summer, she jumped off and I missed her, so she broke up. Yeah.
Are you still able to do any of your remarkable tricks?
Well, sure, yeah. I still have all my strength and everything. Well, as a matter of fact, I got a gun right here. If you'd like to just kind of take a shot at me, it's only a .22, but just point it right at my chest and let me have it. Sure, just go right ahead. Just point it right at the old chest and I'll show you. Go ahead.
Just shoot it.
Go right ahead.
Right in the center of your chest.
Right.
Superman? Superman. Oh my goodness. Gee. I got him right in the ass.
The stars of the new Superman movie, Ernie Anderson and Tim Conway there.
Jay Thurber.
Wonderful weekend.
I don't know, it doesn't sound that great to me. What do I know? It's Whistling Jack Smith on Radio 9. Excuse me. That was a whistle, I think. His name wasn't Whistling Jack Smith, but that was what they billed him as. Whistling Jack Smith, and I was Kaiser Bill's Batman here on Radio 9, 154. Much more music time. More news coming up for you at 2 o'clock, and music on the other side of that. We've also got new music coming up right after we check your sports and weather with Graham Hunt is the new music, a little tune called Been There, Done That off his new album, Timeless World Forever.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
It's the last weekend before the Major League All-Star break, and the Pirates lost to the Twins last night by a score of 2-1. It's the Bucks and Twins again this afternoon, and Mike Burrow is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Elsewhere in the Major Leagues, Braves over the Cardinals 6-5. Mets beat the Royals by a score of 8-3. Blue Jays over the A's 7-6. And White Sox over the Guardians by a score of 5-4. Bad day for Amanda Anisimova. Iga Swiatek won her first Wimbledon championship with a 6-0, 6-0 victory over Anisimova in the first women's final at the tournament in 114 years in which one player failed to win a single game. Two double bagels for Amanda, as Captain Jack put it on the phone for me just a little while ago. And boxing champion Gervonta Davis has been arrested on domestic violence charges in Miami. The 30-year-old was booked into the jail on Friday morning, according to wire services. His bond has not been set. Davis has a career record of 30-0-1 tie with 28 knockouts. He fought to a draw back in March 25th. His arrest was the latest knot in a string of legal incidents in which he has been involved over the last several years. Several days looking for a high today of 93, showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy low of 71. On Sunday, showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of 88. Monday, patchy fog in the morning and then mostly sunny and hot with a high of 87. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 86 in Washington. It's 90 in Beaver County, 87 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 87 at WRCT. New music from Graham Hunt is going to take us to news time.
Sharing their
The new album is called Timeless World Forever. That's new music from Graham Hunt here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.